testify that did come to testify. I guess I had realized the interest in this particular bill, and I had told Senator Fertitta what we'll do is we'll have another meeting and we'll devote the whole 2 hours to this particular bill. And I do want to apologize to the folks from the University of Alaska who came down from Fairbanks to testify, and the next time I told them we would make sure at least they would be on teleconference, so that, because we do want to know what is going on at the university. So we'll do that when we set the date. So with that, we'll just hold this bill in abeyance until I work out with Senator Fertitta when would be a good time to have it come up again. And I do want to thank you folks who testified. Now the next item and the last item on the agenda is what we will refer to as House Bill 380. And basically it's an act relating to state aid for school construction and maybe establishing a school construction policy task force and maybe providing for a certain effective date. We're going to pass out now three separate drafts. One will be the bill that came over from the House, which is the bill that gives a 2-year sunset. You'll also see another work draft that has by the Finance Committee with Adams' name on top. That's the one that the House Finance worked on, and you'll also see another work draft that's by the Health, Education, and Social Service Committee. And what we're going to do today, the chair's intention is not to adopt any one of the three, but we will use as a basis for discussion the bill that did come over from the House. The intent is tomorrow morning to continue the discussion on 380 and hopefully finalize it at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we will go to 5:30, which is about 12 minutes, so at least we can have some questions. Now, Steve Hull is here. Steve, why don't you come and join us, and you can sit there. And I see Dorothy Jones came into town, and also Senator Representative Swackhammer is here. So what we'll do is we'll start off with Representative Swackhammer, since it's his bill. But I'm trying to posture people up this way so we don't have to then run around. So, Representative Swackhammer, why don't you go, and then Dorothy, I know you want to testify. Why don't you come up and join us, too, and make it look like we really have a real panel here. What? Oh, and the Juanita Helms is here also from Fairbanks. Why don't you come up and join us, and since we're not passing anything out, we can make it more of a work session. Is there anybody else out there representing any municipality or any public group out there that wants to have some input? We only have 12 minutes, and if Representative Swackhammer talks too long, you won't have any chance. So you're on.
Seven.
Bill, hold on. We're okay.
We don't have to sit at the table, but we're here for...
Okay.
Anchor.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, with a nice introduction, Mr. Chairman, I'll keep my remarks brief. The version that you have that passed the House just does three things. First thing it does is make an appropriation for existing debt. Second thing it does is to put a 2-year moratorium on any new debt retirement. And the third thing it does is establish a task force to address the school construction policy to report back to the legislature, I believe, November 15th of 1989. The draft that you see on March 13th, 1988, is what I call the Sunday night edition. We worked on this bill for 6 consecutive days. And this is the final product of the original bill that was introduced with all the amendments to various representatives and people in the education field that worked with us on this bill. It was the final product prior to stripping the bill and putting the three provisions that I just previously talked about. There's a considerable amount of work, not only during the interim, but during the last 2 weeks. And with that, I'll just answer any questions.
Are there any questions at all using this as the basis? What we did with this one, Representative Swackhammer did tell you about the Sunday night special. This is a, what's today, Wednesday? Today,
Wednesday.
This is the Wednesday morning
Wednesday.
Special.
Yeah.
And that's the Hess version. And the main thing in the Hess version, we tried to merge the two so we had something to discuss. And the main thing is with this one is that if you're going to have funds appropriated for new construction, before you do that, you pay 100% of entitlement on the old debt. That was the only, Senator Fanning.
Yeah, I can maybe ask through the chair, Representative Swackhammer, since the around the state school hotlines have been buzzing heavily since 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and we keep, the committee continues to hear various things. I wonder if you can bring us any up-to-date or new news, as you understand various community involvement or endorsement of one or the other of these pieces of legislation.
Mr. Chairman, basically about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I received a call from what was called the Anchorage Educational Coalition, comprised of various members in the Anchorage area concerning this legislation. There was two or three different phone calls. Basically, we discussed how this bill was tied to Senate Bill 330. I had Mr. Bob Evans at Governor's office talk to him about that relationship. Yesterday evening, they asked for the Sunday night edition, which is dated 3/13/88, and that they indicated that they would like to maybe reconsider their position after they'd have a chance to look at that. And about 1:30 this afternoon, I was told that they didn't support the 3/13/88 edition of House Bill 380. So basically, the communities of Anchorage and Fairbanks are not supportive of the original bill. They'll have to speak for themselves on the House version that passed 380.
Senator Couture?
Does the House version that passed still call for the study group?
Yes.
It interests me because I did design the first 50-50 match legislation about 20 years ago. And the group then that met, Ford Foundation group, that met to design the instructional unit program, the foundation program that is, completely forgot the school construction or extraordinary maintenance portion of the needs of schools. And it was the legislature that spoke to it with their own examination and review, and indeed initiated and enacted the legislation. The subsequent 90% and then returned 80%. The 80% legislation, again, drafted, unfortunately, some amendments made it less than desirable, but it's still functioning. Seems to me that you and the borough groups that are involved really don't need to do a lot of studying with separate groups. That the problem is the blank check to the state treasury, what percentage of responsibility under the constitutional directives does the state have for school construction, which is part of the total school effort, and what can we afford predictably. And I don't think it should be a major effort needed to change the formula if it's required and to come up with a very firm and substantial piece of legislation. I think people like yourself, Knowledge and Goodwill, and a few others in the borough education community contributing in a hearing situation, you could come up with it. Essentially, the framework has been laid over the years, and the experiences with both programs exist. And I'm hard-pressed to believe you'd need a great study effort to do that. That's just my own opinion after this many years of experience.
Mr. Chairman, I have no disagreement with Senator Couture's assessment.
We might also consider tomorrow that if we do have a task force, that we make it January of 89, that they come back with something so that the feet's to the fire instead of waiting, you know, two. And even though it is an election year, we still have an obligation to continue working on behalf of the state. So we could consider that tomorrow also, to make it one. We have 3 minutes. This is really, but we're going to hold to it. So. Who's not going to be here tomorrow? We can everybody make it here at 9 o'clock. We will have it. We will continue at 9. So then why don't we let's work on it overnight. There's three drafts, but we have been using this as the draft. And this is the shortest speech I've ever heard of you, Darcy.
You didn't give me the chance.
She wasn't going to sell for 5 minutes.
We'll just recess until tomorrow. Tomorrow at 9:00. In the Belts Room.
Where?
Belts Room.